We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Welcome back to another edition of the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing. I am your host, Ross Uglum, and yet again, we are dispensing with the pleasantries. No pleasantries. Today, I am still fighting whatever this is. I don't even dare say that I'm sure I can't still be sick for draft day, but who knows with the way this has been going. I think this is day eight. No light at the end of the tunnel here, folks. No light at the end of the tunnel. This was not something when we structured the daily draft, this was not something that I was ready for. I figured I would be healthy enough to pre-record a video every day for you guys. And unfortunately, that has not been the case. So when I mean pleasantries, I mean we've been, you know, doing like 8 to 10 minute conversations on Mondays about Packers off-season topics, general draft strategy by the Packers, things I want to get off my chest, things I want to talk to you guys about. So we won't do that today because I am you know, near death. I'm gonna just kind of fight through what we could fight through. So I think I have a 3-round mock draft here on The Athletic. It's not something I've seen, and then we'll just go into PFF. We won't do anything crazy. You know, if I see a trade I like, we'll rock with that. Kind of 50-50 out those sliders and go from there. I should hopefully be able to get an actual mock draft Monday post out by 5 on Packer Report and round up a couple more of these. But yeah, as of right now, just going to kind of do the normal PFF mock sim. Take it as it comes. Not guarantee, not going into it with the idea that I need to trade any of that. Just kind of stock what I would do in that situation. So okay, let's dive into the Athletic mock. Not really sure what the parameters are here, in the sense of I don't know what you know, if it was like all the beat guys got together or what, or if just Nick Baumgartner did it himself, which is totally fine. Looks like he just did it himself, back with another 3-rounder. So 5 picks for the Packers in this mock. Keep in mind, as we do on Mock Draft Monday, I have not seen these at all. I'm going to zoom in just a touch so that you guys can see a little bit better. because I love y'all that can't see. Okay. See some Packers targets going. Quinyon Mitchell gone. Fa'atanu gone. Graham Barton gone. Hey. Cooper DeJean, we know this thing's getting off to a banging start. We love this. Cooper had a great, like, little pro day thing today, too. No agilities, but good explosives, good 40, good size. Ended up 9.6, 9.7 RAS, everything I kind of figured he'd be. A little bit of an asterisk, though, obviously. You know, you gotta run those agilities or your RAS is not going to be written in pen. It's going to be kind of written in pencil, but he's a crazy athlete. He really is. Whoa. Did some skipping here. Okay. Cooper. Hey, that fever dream I had about Cooper is still alive. No, it's not. Edgerrin Cooper's gone. Arizona Cardinals, 35th overall. So you got a very versatile year at left tackle, year at right tackle, 2 years at left guard, Cooper DeJean, looking good so far. Looking realistic so far, too, I think. Max Melton, that's interesting. Another more versatility, very versatile first three picks here because, you know, Coop can play nickel, Coop can play corner, Cooper can play safety. I think Cooper Beebe could play maybe a touch of right tackle, but for sure left guard, right guard. And then Max Melton, I think, can play all three corner spots. So a very, very versatile draft here for Green Bay and a pretty Packersy draft. Don't like the Trotter Jr. pick. And then Jalen Wright didn't go to Texas, but I understand what you're saying. Maybe that's supposed to be Jonathan Brooks running back Texas. Maybe it's just a misprint, Jalen Wright running back Tennessee. The only thing I don't like is Trotter Jr. He's too small for what they need. I could go through here and try and figure out what other linebackers were on the board, but I don't think Green Bay is going to be very high on Jeremiah Trotter Jr. We'll see, but with what they have already with McDuffie, I don't think he's a player that makes sense. He being Trotter Jr. being as undersized as he is, I don't know. Overall, man, I don't know if Junior Colson was still available or, you know, what other running or linebacker you could pop in there for Trotter Jr. But boy, just Jalen Wright, Max Melton, Cooper Beebe, Cooper DeJean. It's a really good, really good Packers draft. Yeah, really exciting. That'd be a fun one. And you go in probably two other offensive line bodies would be my guess. Okay, closing out of this window, excuse me, and diving into the old reliable mock sim here. Let's go kind of heavy on the public side of the board. Even everything out, we'll go even one more click public. And so, you know, positional value 50-50, draft for needs 50-50, randomness 50-50. It's draft for the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers. And let's roll. That's interesting. I don't think it's crazy. I do think Fashanu, you know, I think that's kind of on the board that, you know, a Brian Bulaga type fall for Fashanu is, or Fashanu, I got it, whatever. I think I've heard like Fashanu, Fashanu, Olu Fashanu. You know, you look at like ADP 17.2, PFF rank 18. We're going off a public board. I think he just spent so much time in the conversation as like OT1 or OT2 that. Like the 18th player being available at 25 is not crazy, especially when you get dumb stuff happening with quarterbacks. The 18th overall player being available at 25 is not even weird. But I think people just, like, they've been looking at Fashanu so much that him being available for Green Bay is just nuts. But we're going to do it because that's the Brian Bulaga fall. That's, you know, you take the board as it comes to you. Okay. I would probably trade in this situation because I'm not taking McConkey. Lassiter, I would start at nickel probably. I don't like Fisk. Rakestraw, probably too small to be a Packer. Well, let's see if we can bump down just a couple. Man, that's a lot. That is a lot. God, and they don't have anything. The Dolphins don't have anything. What does Tampa have? They're not going to do that. Just give me every pick between 88 and 92. That'd be fun. But it looks like they're out. They're not going to send me those two threes to move up the 16 spots. But they'd send me 57 and 89. All right. Coleman's interesting to me. Hicks is interesting to me. Jenkins is interesting to me. Yeah, PFF's not going to like this. I'm just going to take Edge Cooper here. I don't really care what they think. Probably going to take either. How high or low are they on Cole Bishop? Because I feel like I'm cheating, and I am going to end up cheating. Yeah, Jenkins. Easy. Sorry, guys. I know that on the audio side, this one gets stuff. So far we've taken Fashanu, Edge Cooper, and Chris Jenkins, and we really hoped that there is a safety worth taking at 88 or 91. And Cole Bishop is still there. And so Cole Bishop we will take. Get our RB2 Trey Benson at pick 91. Just thinking of what else is there. Punai is a really interesting player. Rocky be an interesting box safety if we didn't just take one. Dwayne Carter would be really interesting if we didn't just take Chris Jenkins. I think Benson makes the most sense. So we'll take Trey Benson.
Football season is over. College basketball season is over. The NBA and NHL regular seasons are almost over. But guess what? We are still in a wonderful sports time of year with the start of a new baseball season already kicked off and NHL and NBA playoffs right around the corner. And what better way to get hyped for playoff hoops in hockey than by signing up for Prize Picks and getting in on the excitement with America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the place where you can use your knowledge to take $10 and turn it into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball entries today. That's 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And here's something I haven't even mentioned yet. You can play against some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Shane O'Malley. Just go to Community Plays under the Promos tab to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community. And one of my favorite aspects of Prize Picks too is injury insurance. Your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, let's say you have a basketball player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half. That player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry still stays alive. This week, I'm going NBA heavy. I'm looking for a Bucks bounce back with Giannis, a fiery Kevin Durant to end the season, and Luka Doncic going scorched earth as they try to secure a better seed. Listen, I'm having a blast with Prize Picks, and you should be too. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now I think we're looking at another offensive line body unless something just smacks us in the face from a value standpoint. Tyke Smith might be that player because he's going to play nickel corner for Green Bay. Because I don't think we've taken a corner. So we might end up with Elijah Jones. Not Cooper Beebe. We'll take Cooper Beebe. He won't be available here. I don't even know why I just did that, but too good of a value there. And then I think we probably need to take a cornerback body. Because I was thinking about Tyke Smith as sort of a – is Pritchett the super thin one? I kind of like him. No, he's not the super thin one. Well, 6'1", 184, he kind of is. Sundell's a super Packers-y type. Luke McCaffrey's a super Packers-y type. Ryan Watts is a super Packers-y type. I wonder if I can get – it's Kamal Haddon gone. He's a real Packersy kind of kid. Okay, he is gone. We'll add Pritchett. I like Pritchett. He's just a little light. And at this point, we're going to go with the Green Bay Packers style of once we get past round four, we stop worrying about our athletic requirements so much. So there you go. Nehemiah Pritchett at pick 169. He's a player I like. Just 184 pounds, I think, is going to be too small for them. Kind of make sure that that's more of like a okay, so he's 190. No, he is. He measured in heavier at the combine. He's actually pretty close to what they'll want. That's why, yeah. Sorry, guys. That's why Pritchett's on my brain with the Packers because he ran a 4.36 40 at 6'1", 190. He's actually Packersy as hell, Nehemiah Pritchett. It's the other Auburn corner that I think is super, super light. Anyway, as you guys can see, I look like crap, feel like crap, sound like crap. Hope this is the last one of these that sounds like this. I really do. Buy the draft guide. It's live here on Monday, April 8th. Super excited. It's out there for you guys to consume. It's just so much hard work went into that thing and the guide turned out so awesome. Use promo code daily for 10% off. Join us at the Packer Report draft party and the Pack a Day podcast happy hour Friday, April 26th, Badger State Brewing, Green Bay, Wisconsin. If I'm not healthy by then, I might have just ended it all anyway. So I should be good, you know, in 18 days to party hardy with you guys. But yeah, do everything else that you're supposed to do. Check us out at Packer Report. Check me out on X, Twitter, whatever. Click the bell, get the notifications, like, subscribe so that you get all the Packers content that you require on a daily basis at the Pack a Day podcast. Have a phenomenal rest of your Monday, guys. Go Pack, go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.